Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this shir. Right now it's Erev Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Erev Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Shmini. Very, very special time for the Jewish people. HaChodesh HaZelachem, the power of renewal, which we will speak about, which is probably the fundamental, the most powerful thing, one of the most powerful concepts and abilities of the Jewish people. As we know, when the Greeks, when the Yevanim were fighting Klal Yisrael and were trying to get rid of our religion, one of the things they were fighting were Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Mila, Shabbos, Bris Mila, and Rosh Chodesh, which is so interesting. Why Rosh Chodesh? Right? Shabbos, we understand. A Jew without Shabbos is very similar to a non-Jew. A Jew without a Bris Mila, the same. Well, those are oaths. Those are signs. Those are separations. Those are a connection that we have to Hashem. But Rosh Chodesh, why is a Chodesh HaZelachem so important? We know that the Jewish people are compared to the moon. We go after the moon. We count after the moon. And that's how our calendars are. And the Goyim, the non-Jews, go after the sun. It's brought down in Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Those people, right, which we know from Shlomo HaMelech and Koheles, that says there's nothing new under the sun, which simply means everything keeps on repeating itself. But homiletically, the Kadmonim say, they explain what it means is, Eitzel Elu Shehem Bechina Shemesh, for those people like the Goyim who are like the sun, meaning the Goyim, Ein Shayach Etzlam Hischachas. They don't have the power to renew themselves. So therefore, HaChodesh Hazeh, this month is Lachem. This power of Hischachas to renew oneself is only for you, for the Jewish people. It's a very, very powerful time. It's one of the reasons that this month is in the springtime. Nisan is called Chag HaAviv, which is the Chodesh HaAviv, the month of the spring, right? Chag HaAviv is Pesach, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's one of the reasons is why we have this week's parsha. That's why this parsha is Parshas HaChodesh, is because it's reminding us that we are leaving Mitzrayim. We're able to leave Mitzrayim. The springtime is when things start sprouting, where we start seeing movement, where there is movement. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim was in Nisan, the month of spring, because the spring is only a reflection. The physical is only a reflection of the spiritual. Whatever's going on in Shemayim spiritually, we see it physically in this world. So the power of each and every one of us is to leave Mitzrayim during this month. This is the month where it's brought down, Hotzia Mimazger Nafshi, that we're able to leave our constrictions, we're able to leave the things that are holding us back. I just want to share a explanation a little bit of the power of renewal from the Sefer Rav Karlenstein. It's page Yud Beis in Chodesh Nisan. I'm just going to read it. He says, the inyan of hischachas, of chadash, to renew oneself, to renew oneself. How amazing would it be if we could just start all over? How amazing. How amazing if we could just, you know, be reborn again and be born again and start our life over. And of course, yes, we're very thankful for all the challenges we've had. We wouldn't be who we are without the challenges we have. Correct. But at the same time, the ability to really start fresh, to start new, and to really get rid of the things that burden us as and hold us back, as Kayan said, Gadol Avonim and so, my averus are too heavy to carry. What happens is we get loaded on from our past, from our averus, from our shortcomings, from our failures, and it's just what it does is it just pushes us down, which means that it's not just the averus. We've said many times from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says it's not the Avera that the Yetzer Hara wants you to do. That we all do Averas. We're all human. We're all human. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yachta. Everybody's going to mess up. That's not what the Yetzer Hara wants to get us. Because we're human, so I messed up. What's the big deal? But what? You fall down, you get back up. The tzadik gets back up. Shevel yipol tzadik v'kam, as Rav Huttner has his famous letter, where it's not the pshat that the tzadik has to fall down and then get up. It's in order to be a tzaddik, you have to fall down and then get back up. So to live a life where you never fell, that's not possible. That's not what life is about. But to live a life where I've fallen and I get back up, that's what it's about. So here is the power of hischatzus. The power of hischatzus is, yes, I'm loaded up with my past. Yes, I'm loaded up. As we know, Avera is Milashan Avar, my past. I'm stuck in my past. But I'm not able to renew myself. I'm not able to feel fresh. Now again, that doesn't mean it's a contradiction to healing from one's past. Right? A lot of times when we think about it, it's like, oh, either or. Either I'm healing from my past and I'm stuck in my past, or I'm renewing myself and I forget about my past. No, it's a combination. I can shake off and I could renew myself and I could start fresh. It takes time. I could do things differently, as we say many times. You want to change? We change today. You make the change. There's no greater feeling than a person making a decision, I want to change today something. A lot of times we get nervous. We say, okay, but it's not going to last. Okay, but with the power of hischatzus, of renewal, even if it doesn't last, what am I going to do? I'll do it again. So what? I'll start over again. As Rav Nachman, I think, says, even if a person has to start over thousands of times in one day, he'll do it. So listen to this. Listen to this pshat. Inyan hischatzus, lesalek et ha'avak v'alichluch u'letzachzeach es ha'chifetz v'lasosu k'mo chadash. What does it mean to renew something? It means you take your car to clean, right? Pesach, that's what we're doing. You clean your, right, to the car wash. Oh, it looks like new. You bring your suit into the cleaner. It looks like new. You get yourself a fresh haircut. You go ahead and buying new clothing is different, but you renew the clothing that you have. You polish your shoes, right? You take that which is old and that's what he says, and you make it like it's new. He says, so too in Inyani Ruchnias. That, what does it mean? Mesalek adamei olav es hakiso. What do? You dust yourself off. Like it says, hisnari mei afar kumi. I'm going to shake myself off from dust. V'alichluch shalachatayim. Because we're dirty from our averis. We're dirty from our past, from our failures. But the difference is, it's all called in Chazal, it's called chitzonim. Averis are called chitzonim, which means externals. Oklipas, or they're called in Chasidus klipas, al pi Kabbalah. What is a shell? What is chitzonim? It means be'etzem came rak mo klipo chitzonim greida. All it is covering over my chelak alakaimimal. All it is covering over the fact that deep down I am pure. Deep down I can do it. Deep down I'm gonna be successful. Deep down I know I gotta push through. Just what? I have this. That's why by kain, like I said, gadol avonim min so, is that it's a load. We have to throw off the load. We have to throw off the load. It's not who we are be'etzem. Ein chadash tachas hashemesh. By the goyim, it could be they don't, right? The goyim don't have be'etzem, this connection to Hashem. We be'etzem are connected to Hashem. We be'etzem, in etzem meaning in reality, we're close to Hashem. The Rambam, the famous Rambam, which is an incredible chiddush, the Rambam says that if somebody is forced to give a get to his wife, so there's a din that it has to be berutzon, right? Berutzon, you have to give a person who divorces his wife, it has to be with desire. So they say if they hit the guy and they beat up the guy, it's still considered a good get because it was baratzon. So the obvious question is, how is it baratzon? He was forced. It wasn't by his will. So listen to what the Rambam says. He says, Chol Ish Yisrael, he says, Ritzono Lasos Kol HaMitzvos. Deep down, we all want to do what's right. Elisha Yitzro Hara Mono Mimeno. What's the problem? The problem is that we have a Yetzahara. We have Shibud Malchias. We have, but Be'etzem in who we are, Ach Ritzono HaPnimi HaMiti, Hu Lasos HaMitzvos. All we want to do is we just want to be Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. All we want to do is we want to be good. We are good. We are good. That's the, Brené Brown's definition of shame and guilt, the difference between shame and guilt. Shame is that my essence is wrong. There's something wrong with my essence. Guilt is I did something wrong. So what? So what? So I did something wrong. It's not an essence of who I am. When a guy thinks, oh, I'm not smart, I'm not handsome, I'm lazy, I'm a baltaiva, whatever it is. It's not true. That's the beauty. That's why IFS is so powerful. That's why IFS is true. And that's why IFS is a powerful type of therapy, because it's saying there's a part of you. Okay, so there's a part of you that doesn't think so much. There's a part of you that is lazy. There's a part of you that has a lot of taiva. But that's not who you are. That's not the self, as they call it, right? That's not really truly who you are. HaChodesh HaZelachem is so inspiring. The reason it's so inspiring is because no matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through, no matter how hard life has been for you, no matter how old you are, we the Jewish people, and especially now, this is the season to tap into it, we the Jewish people could start new, whether it's a relationship, whether it's apologizing to someone, whether it's deciding that I'm not going to continue doing this thing anymore, I'm going to stop doing this thing that I don't like that I'm doing, whether it's I'm going to start learning 5 minutes a day, whether it's I'm going to start reading more about how to be happy, whatever, everyone knows what they need to change and to work on. And it doesn't happen overnight, the change, but the decision to change happens in one instant. The actual change could take years, and it takes perseverance, and it takes ups and downs. But the decision to be better, the decision that I want to have a better relationship with my mother, I want to have a better relationship with my father, I want to have a better relationship with my siblings, I want to have a better relationship with Hashem, I want to have a better relationship with Torah, I want to have a better relationship with Tefillah, I want to do tshuva my averus, I want to heal. Whatever it is that you want, it begins with this chachas, which means my essence is beautiful, my essence is pure, my essence just wants to just... You know, as a little, you think of a little kid, that's really what it is. A little kid, a little 5-year-old kid, a 4-year-old kid, a 3-year-old kid, a 7-year-old, a little baby is pure. He just wants to smile, wants to just be happy. When he's happy, he's happy. When he's sad, he cries. Very simple. That's in essence who we are. The HaChodesh HaZelechem, this week's Parsha, this week's Shabbos HaChodesh, this beginning of this month, which is a very, very powerful month, which Emir Tashem will talk more about, the power of Hischachas, the power to tap into that I can change, right? We don't even need, Rav Nachman's famous words, Ein Yush Ba'olam Klal, never to give up. That's what Achor Shazelechem, that's the Jew. That's why it's the first mitzvah in the Torah, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. Right, it's not the first mitzvah in the Torah. That's that first Rashi that says that. It should have started off with a Chodesh HaZelechem. Right? The Torah, the right thing would be start off with the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. It was given to us in the darkness. That's why they say that. Be'eretz Mitzrayim, I think the Pasuk says, I don't have it in front of me. Pasuk says that by Vaidaber Moshe and maybe Aaron, El Bnei Yisrael, Chodesh HaZelechem, Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lemor, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, HaChodesh HaZelechem, in Mitzrayim, this mitzvah was given. Why? Because what's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is that's when you need to renew yourself, when things are difficult, when things are hard, when you're down, when you want to lose weight, when you're in debt, when you're when you did a lot of averus and you feel down about yourself, when you have a terrible relationship with somebody, all of those examples, right? You're like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I'm in Mitzrayim. I'm constricted. I want to start new. I want to start new. I want to refresh myself. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. You can do it. You can do it. No matter where you are, no matter what you've been through, we can renew ourselves. Let Hashem help each and every one of us. I do want to do a Hilchos Lashon Hara because I love the fact that we've been doing it every day. And that keeps the Yetzirah away by doing a Hilchos Lashon Hara, keeps the Yetzirah for Lashon Hara. Hashem should help us all. Mirat Hashem, we should all be Zocha, according to our level, every person to be able to connect to Hashem in that Chadash, to be new, to feel that freshness, to feel that excitement. Freshness and excitement, right? They go together like renewal, right? The first day of school, right? The day you got married, your bar mitzvah, your whatever it is, whatever that moment in your time when you started that new job, when you went to whatever you did, you're refreshed. There's like an excitement. There's a optimism. There's that feeling that things are good. We could access that. Every one of us can access that. All the Jewish people will be zocha to access that. Us, all of us, and Klal Yisrael. Amen. For the Hilchos Lashon Hara, just a quick halacha. The law regarding dust of Lashon Hara, Avak Lashon Hara. An example, these are examples of Avak Lashon Hara. We'll just say praising someone is very dangerous. That's Avak Lashon Hara. So Avak Lashon Hara means it's actually not Lashon Hara. I'm not saying that Yaakov is a bad guy. I'm saying Yaakov's actually a great guy. But I'm talking, now I say this all the time when we talk about this. So the halacha is brought down not to talk about, let's say, Yaakov in front of his enemies. That obviously, because you're going to say in front of his enemies, and say, oh, you're saying Yaakov's such a great guy. No, he's not. So that causes Lashon Hara. That's what Avak Lashon Hara, right? The listeners will say, why are you praising him so much? They'll say something negative. Even not in front of someone's enemies, I would say be careful, because people tend to exaggerate and they talk, and then it causes like a jealousy, and it's like, why are you saying he's so great? And then we like find the negative. That's the halacha. We should be zocha. You're right. Another example of Avak Lashon Hara is, you know, how was the meal at that person's house? How was the caterer, right? How was the band? So even though you're not saying Lashon Hara, what you're doing is you're setting somebody up. Like in basketball terms, it's an alley-oop, right? You're giving somebody an assist to say Lashon Hara. Hashem will help each and every one of us. Just, I'll give you an example of ischachus. This shir is ischachus. Like I said, this person said something to me. Usually, Bein Hazmanim, I don't do this. We don't do this on vacation. But we said, you know what? This could be great. Let's try and do something new. Let's try it. Even if it doesn't last, even if it fails, but it lasts as long as it lasts. Hashem will help each and every one of us. We should have a wonderful Shabbos. We should be zocha to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara on Shabbos as well. And looking forward to seeing the renewal within each and every one of us. For Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, we need renewal now. All the Jewish people, whatever we've been through since Simchas Torah, October 7th, it's like, yeah, the war, no more war. We should be zocha to have the renewal of the geula b'mehera b'yameinu. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. If you're not listening to this before Shabbos, whenever it is, it should be wonderful for you and your family. And HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, let's remember, HaChodesh Hazeh, this power of Chiddush Lachem, it belongs to you. You have it. You have it within you, Lachem. You have it within you to renew yourself.